Brandy Mourne lives outside of Edmonton, Alberta. She says near her cremation, there's a large Ukrainian population.
My heart was just going through turmoil for what's going on.
She says it wasn't that long ago when Indigenous people had invaders at their doorstep, and they too had to flee their land with their children.
I just wanted to express that I'm with them in my spirit and in my heart, that I care, that I love them, and that we are thankful for them, that we're thankful for the friendships that we have with them, the relationships, and the respect that they've shown us over the years.
Mourne says the Ukrainian scarves have a name in Canada's Cree country, Kokum. That means grandma.
Get the paper sorted out. So,
across the border in the U.S., Bobby Connor points out her great-grandmother in an old framed photograph.
Grandma Wayashish, my mom's grandma, was born at Wayum on the Columbia River around 1853, and she escaped a Fort Dalles soldier's raid at the age of 13 or 14 and canoed alone up the Columbia River.
Her great-grandmother always wore scarves to cover her hair.
And this image of her shows her wearing not only a scarf on her head, but her high-top moccasins. She never wore shoes. She never wore pants. She never cut her hair.
Connor lived for many years with her grandmother, Hilmat.
And when she was working at home, doing laundry, gardening, making pies, she would tie her scarf with all of the points tied down and tied the knot tied up on top of her head in front. And so how she wore her scarf told us what kind of day we were in for as children.
Connor is the head of the Temascalit Cultural Institute on the Umatilla Reservation near Pendleton, Oregon. The museum's gift shop sells neatly folded Pendleton blankets, huckleberry candies, and for powwows, funerals, and root feasts, stacks and stacks of scarves.
From bright white to neon yellow and neon green and neon orange to the more traditional colors of burgundy red and dark green and royal blue.
Scarves were early trade items after white settlers arrived. What's happening to Ukrainian people feels grimly familiar to descendants of Northwest tribes like Connor.
Didn't happen very long ago, and it wasn't very far away. It was right here in this country not very long ago that our people were being treated in the same way.
Aaron Quimps is a member of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation. He's bought several scarves.
And so I had seen the hashtag or the social media going about, you know, if you have one, wear it for solidarity.
When he watches the news from Ukraine, he thinks of his own family.
It's just, you know, heartbreaking to see people having to go through that. You know, fathers having to say goodbye to their kids while they're evacuating so they could take up arms and, you know, defend Ukraine.
From Indian country to Ukraine, there's a little thread of brightly colored material tying people together in pain and hope. I'm Anna King near Pendleton, Oregon.